You are now tuned in, the sheriff says.
What it do, fam?
And that's what's up! Just sit back, relax, I got the show for you.
Show do.
All right, here we go!
Yo, what's up, everybody? I got that show for you today, just like I said. That's what's up. So today we're going to talk about the talking heads. So, you know, everybody knows that this Joe Biden is somebody in a mask, right? So there's been proof that now it's Fauci in a mask, or Fossey, as I like to call him. Fauci in a mask. And people are asking, is it a reptile with a face mask, you know, like Hollywood style? Or is it animatronics? Maybe, I'm thinking maybe animatronics, but I don't know, man. I don't, like, how far has technology really come today? Like, that's really the question. I mean, speaking of Biden, you know, he's been signing fake executive orders here and there, at least once, and that's the only executive order that I've known about. But today, now on the news, well, at least on Twitter, they're talking about he's going to sign another executive order, and you can go look that up on your own. But in a nutshell, it's basically like he's expanding voter rights or something like that, and he's going to educate people in jail on you know, how to access voting and things like that. So that's interesting. I mean, do you want people incarcerated to be able to vote? I mean, we don't let felons vote, but I mean, whatever. It's not like it's a real executive order anyways. We're just going to have to see on the federal website if it actually goes into play. But, you know, who knows? With the way it's going, he hasn't done any executive orders, and he was signing blank papers. So, I mean, there's that. But, anyways, enough about that. You know, I've been looking at my Bible recently, and it's called the Sefer, the Divine Book. And you can get it at sefer.net, C-E-P-H-E-R.net. You should check it out because it's got books in it that, you know, aren't in the normal Bible, the regular Bible, King James or anything like that. And it wasn't from Hebrew to Greek to English. It's straight from Hebrew to English. So you don't lose anything in translation like all these other Bibles got. And, well, I keep finding more and more books in this Bible that isn't in other Bibles. I went to go post something, you know, the scripture, and I actually had to, like, look outside of the normal Bible Gateway website that I usually use. And so I thought that was pretty cool that, you know, I was just, like, sucked into this story. And I was like, well, what is this story about Esau? And come to find out, it's not in your Bible. It's in mine, though. So I just, I thought that was pretty neat. So you should definitely check it out because it corrects a lot of the things that are wrong in the Bible. So just look it up, sefer.net. It's got the Book of Jubilees, it's got the Book of Enoch, you know, all the Dead Sea Scrolls. You should really check it out. But anyways, you know, what's crazy, I don't think I've talked about this yet, but you know, Texas had a snowstorm. And that was kind of weird because, you know, the only times that I've been in Texas whenever I grew up, it would snow and then the next day it would go away. But from what I understand, this stuck around for a while, you know, and it's been, you know, leading me down some really weird paths doing my research. And, you know, there's been a lot of fake storms recently. You know, they talked about SpaceX and the rocket that they were sending up, it put out a whole bunch of clouds. It wasn't smoke, it was clouds. It was just like a big cloud machine, basically. And then it stormed and rained right after. But what's weird about this, not necessarily the SpaceX clouds, but, you know, you remember how there's been this big debate over chemtrails and things like that? Well, apparently, there's been chemtrails sprayed, then a helicopter flies low, and that produces a storm somehow. A crazy storm. People have been telling me about this for a while, and, you know, I've done some research, and I couldn't find anything about it, but you know, people are saying that this is what happens. Like, this is the order of things that happen to create a storm. And so it's been really interesting to think about, because, you know, we've always wondered, like, what is this chemtrail stuff being sprayed in the sky? Well, one person I know, they actually had the chemtrails tested, and I think he said it was aluminum that was in it. And basically it was sprayed in the sky, and it came down as like webbing. And I think I may have talked about this in a previous podcast, but I think that's interesting. Like, how does this create a storm? Like, what is, like, you know, my friend was always going on and on about, they're spraying us down like roaches. They're spraying us like roaches. And, you know, it's been really, really crazy to think about, you know, that's what they would be doing. But I mean, who knows in today's world? You know, they're pushing a vaccine for a virus that doesn't exist. So, I mean, it's just been really weird. You know, and now Texas is going unmasked after Iowa has gone unmasked and dropped all their mandates and brought everything back to normal. Well, people have been criticizing their governor in Texas, Greg Abbott. And they're saying that, you know, oh, he's crazy, you know, this is so crazy. But I mean, in reality, they're just mad because it's game over for them. Once Texas does something, it's game over. It's game over. And they're trying to say, oh, the numbers are rising in Texas. No, they're not. You know, none of my family's come down with this crap. It's just nuts. You know, people everywhere, all over the United States, have been carrying on as usual during this quote-unquote pandemic. You know, I even asked somebody, I was like, you know, are you going to continue to wear a mask even if it wasn't mandated? And they said, yeah. And they said that they're doing it for their kids. But then turned around and said that they wouldn't make their kids wear a mask. And then said that they would get the vaccine. So how much do you really care about your kids, or kids in general for the most part? Because, I mean, you know, the vaccines have baby fetus cells. I mean, if that isn't weird, like, why would you put that in you? Like, You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. Now, here in California, you know, the curve has been flattening, so to speak. Yet, Gavin Newsom, the governor, his stupidity is just peaking. It's out of this world. Like, I lost it whenever he said that he was going to make people wear, like, you need to wear a mask if you're going swimming at the beach. That's unsafe. That's more unsafe than walking around without a mask on, don't you think? It's just weird. It's just crazy, man. You know, and Trump is a globalist. You know, he's there with the Saudi in a photo, putting his hands on the globe, showing his allegiance to globalists. And he has a tranny wife. And from what I understand, he's a Scottish Rite Freemason on top of all that. Plus, he pushes the vaccination. Operation Warp Speed. No, more like Operation Ludicrous Speed. This is all ludicrous. This is ridiculous. You know what I mean? But how many monkeys does it take to impeach a Trump? Because, I mean, like, they've tried to impeach him twice now. Well, what's happening with that? I mean, you've got more than enough to impeach the son of a bitch on, but you're just not? Like, you can't get it done? And, I mean, Trump says that, you know, Murkowski's exiled, that he's going to come back to Alaska and visit Alaska just to get Murkowski out. Yeah, okay. What about Begich and company? You know, Murkowski isn't the beginning and end of all corruption in Alaska. I'll tell you that much. So I'm just like, yeah, okay, Trump, sure. It's just crazy. And if you've been listening, you know what I'm talking about with the whole Begich and company. And it's just, the whole thing is nuts. But he's going to personally come and get Murkowski out? Yeah, okay. What are you going to drive her out with? A pitchfork and a stake? Like, you know, like, what? What? It's just crazy, man. Type of crap that Trump talks. I mean, like, do I need to personally come and exile Trump? I don't get it, bro. Like, how many monkeys does it take to impeach a Trump? crazy. You know, people are posting online, you know, oh, Candace Owens, she's controlled opposition. I'm like, yeah, you're just now figuring that out? I mean, she only race baits every chance she opens her mouth. You know what I mean? That's all she talks about is race baiting and pulling the race card and everything like that. And I'm like, people are just now waking up to this? But then the person that said that was suspended from Twitter. The reason, I don't know, but I just noticed that they were suspended from Twitter all of a sudden, so that's it's kind of odd. But, you know, what's really crazy is that Mark Zuckerberg, the owner of Facebook, was caught warning staff of vaccinations that change your DNA. Now, keep in mind, this is stuff that if you posted on his website, he would either take down or suspend you from his website. It's crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. And these videos were taken down offline, by the way. But somebody saved it. It still exists. You can't erase it, dude. You know? What drives me crazy is whenever somebody says that they had COVID-19, tested positive for it. Yeah, okay, well, Coca-Cola tests positive. Well, speaking of Coca-Cola, that's the drink of the KKK. Like, what? Like, there's just so much going on right now. It's just, it's impossible to care about the news these days. It really is. But I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. I like Coke. I like vanilla Coke and all that. But, you know, I don't really drink soda anymore. And it's just, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm trying to be healthy. I don't know about you. But, you know, what's even more crazier is whenever someone you know says that they got the vaccination and they post a picture as if to prove it, but the picture proves nothing. This all proves nothing. You know, and in other news, Rothschild patented the COVID-19 test. And then they're trying to say like, oh, no, that's not true. But you look up the patents. Just saying. You know, I looked on TikTok the other day and, you know, I'm scrolling through the videos and stuff. And I found a video of a girl with Tourette's, and they're trying to swab her, and she's basically fighting it. She's fighting them doing it. And I mean, it's just natural tics that she has. And, you know, it just goes to show, like, you shouldn't be sticking things in other people's kids. I mean, call me crazy, but, you know, you just shouldn't. You know, I mean, especially not a swab that deep in somebody. It's insanity. Like the virus doesn't exist. Like, just get over it. It's crazy. But, you know, they're gonna push this fairy tale virus anyways, and it just is what it is. You know, I mean, and it's in her nature to not allow somebody to do that. I mean, you know, I wouldn't want somebody sticking strange things in me. Just, you know. I don't consent. And, you know, her parents weren't even there to consent or not. You know what I'm saying? You know, whether they got a piece of paper signed saying that she could or not, that's a different story. But even then, like, the parent is not there to supervise. And what's even more crazy about the person that I know that tries to say that they got vaccinated, you know, they try to push the propaganda. Even after I commented, I'm like, apparently you misinterpreted the typo. Like, go away with this. Like, I know you better than that. And you know me better than to try to push propaganda. Like, we've known each other for years and years. Many years, as a matter of fact. It's insane. Like, why would you try that? Especially with me. Makes no sense. Just whatever, dude. You know, I don't know if you've been keeping up with this whole Chris D'Elia thing, or D'Elia, however you say his name. But, you know, he's, there's this whole thing with, like, I don't even want to get into it, man. It's just, he's had some accusations thrown at him. And it just goes to show, like, how competitive Hollywood is, and how corrupt they are, you know? I mean, even I'm going through a deal like that where people are saying accusations about me and it's just simply not true. And now I'm not talking about his case. Maybe it is true, maybe it's not. But it just makes me wonder because, meanwhile, Trevor Noah is getting promoted. And he's starring on shows. While other people have no opportunity to do things. Like, they're getting dropped from their networks and things like that. You know, and getting dropped from their projects. Like, it's crazy. Like, anybody can come and say something and not press charges, but file a lawsuit. See what I'm getting at here? Not press charges, but file a lawsuit. And that counts for something? Now, all of a sudden, you don't want to be associated with that? Which, I mean, I can understand the liability, but at the same time, I mean, you know, they're out of work all of a sudden. You know, they've got kids that they're trying to take care of, and now they can't do their job because of things like that. You know, untrue statements. It's crazy. You know, but I mean, I wanna note something here. You know, the more we talk about a non-existent virus, you know, we're going back to the virus thing now. But the more we talk about a non-existent virus, the less we talk about the reality of human trafficking. It's real. It's in your face. It's there. It's happening. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, we need to just nip this in the bud. Like, it's there. And, you know, who's to say that it's not going anywhere, you know? But, you know, in other news, like, what's crazy is that even though Sandy Hook is a confirmed fraud, they're still pushing the envelope anyways. They're still, you know, they're still doing this. It's still a thing. Like, they're still trying to push the narrative. It's crazy. They're trying to push this narrative just like, you know, people are trying to push the COVID-19 narrative. You know, you see the similarities here? And do you see how all of this has something to do with human trafficking? Because if you haven't noticed before, like, you should know, like this is all about human trafficking. You know, allegedly. But what's crazy, dude, is that there's been an ex-Alaskan hospital executive that has just gone missing. Was flying alone in a helicopter, I guess, and has just straight up gone missing. I wonder what kind of tales that he could tell, because, you know, dead men tell no tales. You know, his helicopter has just gone missing, I guess, so that means no black box, and he has just gone missing. Like, how do you lose a whole helicopter? Like, was his transponder off? What happened there? You know, just really no telling, I guess. I mean, it's just crazy. But let's talk about people's families. You know, Kamala Harris's dad is a Jamaican economist who is allegedly allied with George Soros. Also, Greta Thunberg comes from a long line of global warming in their family, climate change in their family. Makes me wonder, is there a long line of climate control in their family? But I mean, this goes way back. It's pretty funny whenever you track down the family trees of people, what you'll find out, you know?